At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
I told myself I was going to stay out of the Ole Miss football attendance debate. I almost got pulled in last week when Quinshon Judkins made his snide, sassy remark about Ole Miss's crowd sizes. But I brushed it off. I did good. I wasn't going to say a word because I get what Quinshon is doing. He's playing the hill to stay relevant now that he's a backup at Ohio State. I would do the same thing. It's desperate, sure, but it's necessary. Just all I ask, Quinshon. Break one 20-yard run. Just one. Because if you do that, all can let bygones be bygones. All right? Yeah? Sound good? Welcome into an all-new edition of Talk of Champions, an attendance-talking Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, affiliate of OWN3. That's an Ole Miss sports website and part of the OWN3 network. Just simply go to OMSpirit.com. If you haven't already, sign up for a subscription today and join us. Join in our 247 Ole Miss Sports Hangout. We'd love to have you. Talk of Champions is always powered by Riverland Roofing. Here in the Riverland Roofing studios, y'all see the little house up top. That's Riverland Roofing. For all your roofing needs, text or call Riverland Roofing today at 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. You can visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. So, I'm talking about Quinshon here to start this whole attendance discussion that I didn't want to be a part of because I think it's silly, but I'm reminded now that we're talking about Quinshon, just briefly, a subscriber on the Ole Miss Spirit message board on Monday put it out on the message board, a hypothetical. It's pretty standard stuff. Typical message board fare, but it's always fun. The question was, if you could add any two former Rebels, offense or defense, to this title-chasing 2024-25 Ole Miss football team, who would you pick? The usual names were bandied about. Laramie Tunsil, Patrick Willis, Deuce McAllister, Dexter McCluster. Pick your guy. He was probably mentioned. But I went in a different direction. Because a healthy Zach Evans, not Quinshon Judkins, would be transformative in this Ole Miss football offense. Don't forget, the same season Quinshon set a new single-season Ole Miss record for rushing yards, Evans nearly rushed for 1,000 yards on his own, and despite missing significant time because of injuries. Evans was actually more efficient than Quinshon was in that record-breaking season, and he also had the added components of being a pass-catching and breakaway threat. I get what you're doing, Quinshon. Just do your best. Forget the rest, including Ole Miss. My other pick was Ken Lucas, the all-time Ole Miss great cornerback, because I truly believe Ole Miss's contender status outside of running back, which we've been talking about for weeks now here on Talk of Champions, would be minted, especially on that defensive side with another viable, consistent cover corner opposite Trey Amos, who so far has graded out at an elite level. And he's done it out on the boundary on an island. He's been incredibly impressive. But opposite him, Ole Miss is still trying to figure some things out. Isaiah Hamilton, the transfer from Houston. He was coveted by everyone out of the portal in the offseason. You're talking about Alabama wanted him, Michigan wanted him. It wasn't just Ole Miss. Everybody. That kind of instant impact viewed that way. Former four-star recruit touted for his ability to play zone coverage at a high-grade level and diagnose plays well. He's a route jumper, which is high-risk, high-reward, in great speed, great hands, but it's been an adjustment for him so far at Ole Miss. And Chris Graves, the one-time transfer from Miami, of Florida, not Ohio. Hasn't taken the reins there either. So that's what I'm watching. But the point is this. Quinshon, if you'll chill, Ole Miss will chill too. Because Ole Miss fans aren't a bitter bunch. They're not. They got why you left. You wanted more money at your non-premium position that Ole Miss was willing to offer. Go secure the bag if you can. Good luck at Ohio State. Maybe Ole Miss sees you in the playoffs. Otherwise, try to remember there are three levels to a defense. Attack those three, all three, if you can. Enough about Quinshon. I really try to stay out of this whole attendance discussion. I'm over it. But then here comes Ole Miss fifth-year head football coach Lane Kiffin on Sunday, bringing it up again. Now, every Sunday, Lane holds a call with local reporters, and he was asked on this Sunday by the Ole Miss Spirit's Jake Thompson about fans leaving the first two games early. There's a lot to unpack here. First, I didn't think to ask or wouldn't have even thought to ask that specific question because I don't care. But it's brought up constantly on Ole Miss message boards and at the Ole Miss Spirit especially. So I get why Jake asked it. No, it wasn't planted. Oh, it's ridiculous. Some of you will be very floored to hear that this beat is actually really uneventful. Yeah. Nothing nefarious. Everybody I deal with, except for one, is really only trying to do what we do, covering Ole Miss, and then go home to our family and friends, because Ole Miss is what we do, not who we are. But yet there's the beat's resident conspiracy theorist who now, oh, it sounded like a plant! Anyway, I digress. Kiffin had this to say about fans leaving early. I think it's really important for the players, for the fans to stay. You come back out of the tunnel in the second half, or you're going into an end zone, and you look up and see the difference. I don't really understand it. Maybe I'm naive to it. But if a concert's going really well, do you leave? I get it, the product's really bad, and come back out the second half, and the stadium's half empty. I understand when it's a bad product, but I don't really understand it now. I think it's pretty entertaining to watch a team playing really well. First, we should not be doing this anymore. Not in 2024. Not in this era of college football and the money, the unfettered dropping of bags everywhere, except in the laps of the fans. In this era of college football, the fan on and off the field is now shouldering the entire burden, at least it seems that way. Because I don't see Lane Kiffin in that top 10 coaching salary percentage coming out to help Ole Miss in its NIL efforts. Ole Miss signed the number 3 class from the portal in the offseason because of Bob Everyman's carpets in Amory or Jane Doe, everybody's favorite grade school teacher in Pontotoc, New Albany, giving a little bit of her paycheck every single month because she wants to see the Rebels win. Fans packed the house for Middle Tennessee State anyway. What are we talking about here? Attendance was 66,427, the second largest ever on record for Middle Tennessee State. And Middle Tennessee State barely escaped Tennessee Tech in week one. And that came, that attendance, that record-setting attendance, the second largest ever recorded, after another sellout for 76-0 over FCS Furman. It does look bad on TV when the stands empty out. But recruits aren't signing with Ole Miss anymore because of how the stands looked as the clock struck zero in the north end zone, if enough students showed up or stayed. Caleb Cunningham, the 5-star in-state wide receiver, the number 1 recruit in Mississippi, was in town on a visit for Furman. And he was back in the Manning Center within a couple of quarters. But no one's bitching and complaining. Of course he's back there because the staff has to recruit him. They want some one-on-one time. They're trying to get him to flip from Alabama. And I know that sounds more important than John and Sally going to meet the family in the Grove. But try to put yourself in the shoes of the fan, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. It's always on the fans now to get everything done. To do everything. It's either the fans put up or shut up and don't complain. No matter what the ask is. And that includes not emptying out stands in non-competitive football games. But recruits aren't signing on for this anymore. And it's happening everywhere, too. It's not just unique to Ole Miss. Look at LSU. Look at Georgia, the standard bearer of this sport just this weekend. This isn't unique. The cost of attending 12 regular season games plus the postseason, which includes or could include multiple playoff games, has never been more prohibitive, difficult to manage, to maneuver for the fan than it is right now. You got good folks like Kenny Carson on Twitter collecting unused tickets for every game to give out to fans that just want to show up, just want to come to a game, but can't afford it. When it should be the university doing those things, making charitable giving and getting butts in the seats. Ole Miss has played its 4 non-conference games all in a row to start the year. The first good game that Ole Miss fans can get is Kentucky September 28th, and yet they still showed up. No, they didn't stay, but they showed up in record numbers. Yes, in theory, students and fans should stay until the final horn sounds. But if they got their in-game Ole Miss experience and now want to go enjoy one of their now few college football Saturdays, because growing up, we went to every Ole Miss game on Saturday, didn't we? Every single one. Stay to the end? Well, not with my dad. My dad was notorious for leaving early, especially when he got pissed off. But it's different now. It's not the same world where you go every Saturday, there'll be another opportunity. These are unique for a lot of people. Not everybody, but for a lot of people. They should stay. You want them to stay. But now they're few and far between, these college football Saturdays. So fellowshipping in the Grove, that's a part of it. That's a big part of it. That's part of the Ole Miss culture. Can you really blame them then for leaving out when it's 50-0 to go spend some time, get that Grove experience if they've already got the game experience? Most only get a few of these a year now. And they're still saving for their 1 or 2 road trips. I'm just asking for a little grace for Ole Miss fans. Just a little. Stop having this discussion. Stop putting more on them. They are showing up. Ole Miss and OMAF have tickets that they could give out every single week if they're that concerned about this, quote, issue that I don't think is a real issue. Yes, you want to see them staying the whole time, but do you blame them when it's Middle Tennessee State or Farming and it's 76-0? Everybody rounds up at Obie's to give to the Grove Collective. You got fans pledging donations to match points this year. So 76 against FCS, and you have all of these people from around North Mississippi, Memphis, the coast, Atlanta, giving $76. And yet, you're dragging them publicly because they left Middle Tennessee State? Furman? Now, it has been a problem for Ole Miss historically. But you know what hasn't been normal historically? 66,000 and 66,400, I should say, for Middle Tennessee State. Ole Miss fans step up. They stepped up when Kiffin scared them with the Auburn flirtation. They stepped up. They've stepped up every time the Grove Collective has asked. Not just for those 2 days of incredible giving, but when the collectors went around begging for money to pay for a top 3 transfer class, and Walter Nolan and Princely Umanmiel and headlined that class, 2 top 10 transfers. And I don't know exact numbers, but I know ballpark what Walter Nolan specifically got. And all I'm saying is I don't remember a percentage coming out of anybody else's wallets but the fans. So if fans want to skip out on watching 20 Matt Jones carries in the second half against Middle Tennessee State, I don't really blame them. It's not a knock on Matt Jones at all. Matt Jones is a great story, probably their number 3 running back right now, and will play a not insignificant role in, on this team, this title-chasing team in 2024-25. But when they're up 52-0 and they're giving it to Matt Jones to run out the clock 20 times, why is it all of a sudden on the fans to sit there and just, especially considering everything else that now comes with showing up and showing out as a fan in 2024, as a fan in college football?
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4444. 4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show? Or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ole Miss has been blessed with great weather each of the first 2 weeks, but it's still hot as hell out there in the north end zone. Where is the relief for the students when it gets that hot? Hey, you remember those cooling tents? That colossal failure that was? Oh, well, that scrap, bad idea. We're going to come back with something bigger and better. Nothing ever came. So they're still sitting out there in that toasted sun, and the pledgers are wearing their suit and ties. Just give everybody a break here. Everybody deserves a little bit of grace. I mean, Ole Miss has scrapped any and all future plans for renovating or making improvements to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Why? Because they're focusing all of their money on NIL efforts. Meanwhile, the cost for every beer in that stadium is double digits. $10, $12, $16. You can get a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon for those prices and drink on it in the Grove for a good little while, all while eating good with your friends and family as the non-competitive Ole Miss game plays on the TV in the Grove and they finish out 52-3 against Middle. Because the bottom line, Lane, Ole Miss, get a rest. Give it a rest. Ole Miss has gone above and beyond. Its fans above and beyond. Ole Miss is a top six collective, not Florida. Ole Miss is a top six collective, not Arkansas. Yes, fans should stay, but I get why they don't. And I'm sorry if it bums out the players when they come out and see the scarcity when they're up in the third quarter, 50-0. But I also look out at the parking lot at the Manning Center at those nice rides. I see how the Grove Collective has bent over backwards to make this roster what it is. And it's hard then for me to generate that kind of sympathy. But I do have sympathy for the fans. They just want to support a title winner or title chaser, at least in peace. The first title chaser, maybe a title winner since the 60s. And they're supporting that team. Let them support your team. And maybe play a Notre Dame at home in the season's first four weekends, if it's really impacting the bottom line like that. Again, Ole Miss showed out 66,427 fans. The second largest on record, second largest crowd on record for Middle Tennessee. I don't want to hear this anymore. So some Ole Miss football news and notes to cleanse our palate on this Tuesday, September 10th edition of Talk of Champions. Jackson Dart leads all of college football in the SEC in passing, 795 yards. The Rebels have two receivers in the top 10 in the SEC in receiving yards, in Trey Harris with 309, the conference's leader, and Juice Wells, who is 10th with 148 yards. Wells is a transfer from South Carolina. Ole Miss is number one in the country in yards per game, scoring offense, passing offense, and plays over 20-plus yards, which Quinshon Judkins doesn't know much of anything about. Four Rebels made Team of the Week for Pro Football Focus. Trey Harris, Henry Paris Jr., Chris Poupaw, and Jared Ivey, our guy. Paris set new career highs in touchdowns with four and yards, 165 against Middle Tennessee. Paul, a transfer linebacker from Arkansas, came off the bench, led Ole Miss in tackles against Furman, started against Middle Tennessee State, had 1.5 tackles for loss in that start. He's averaging two a game. I'm sorry this one wasn't focused on practice and game matters for Ole Miss. It was on something that we all are just tired of talking about. But this is what I wanted to say. Leave the fans alone. They have done their part. I'm not going to talk about attendance anymore. Lane probably will. Quinshon probably will. I won't. The message boards probably will. I won't. Everybody, chill. Chill. It's not that big a deal. There are far bigger fish to fry in 2024-25 than whether or not everybody stayed until the end of Middle Tennessee State. Henry Parrish answered a huge question last week. Can he do it against heightened competition Wake Forest this weekend? Ole Miss makes its first true road, its first road trip period of the season on Saturday with Wake Forest. That's the fish to fry, not this. But I felt like it needed to be addressed because the fans keep getting shortchanged on all this. They keep shouldering the burden both financially and of criticism, and it's kind of old. It's old. Take a percentage of your salary, Lane, if it really bothers you that much. Say, hey, if you stay to the end, Grove Collective, I saw this idea on the message board, the Ole Miss Spirit message board, olemissspirit.com, if you live on three. Put a QR code up on the Jumbotron at the end of the game, and if you stay to the end, you can scan the QR code and get points for those pledge points, whatever, for the NIL stuff. There are so many things you could do that doesn't include clowning your fans who are showing up and showing out. And that'll do it for another edition of Talk of Champions, powered by Riverland Roofing. Talk of Champions is always powered by Riverland and the Ole Miss Spirit. For all your roofing needs, text or call Riverland today, 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. The Ole Miss Spirit on three is talking all about your Rebels all day, every day at omspirit.com. omspirit.com. Sign up today for a sub. Come hang out with us, me, Chuck Ronsable, Zach Berry, Jake Thompson, Jake Adams, Bradley Sal soon again. It's happening. Keep working him. Keep pressuring our boy Brad. Trying to get him back before SEC play to do that post-game show. I want him to come on the post-game show for Wake. Pressure him wherever you can. Probably the Ole Miss Spirit message board. Apply it. He's feeling it. But thank you so much again for joining me on Talk of Champions. I'll be back again on Thursday with another show. Should be dropping by lunch on Thursday and only football from this point forward, unless it's something catastrophic. No more of this petty fan attendance stuff. But it was addressed. Lay off the fans. It's done. They're doing great. All in this together, right? Right? Pulling in the same direction. Let's keep it that way. This has been Talk of Champions. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Sign up today. Until next time, God bless. Take care of each other.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.